So, to keep it interesting, I'm not gonna read out the thing I posted on Instagram, but just say probably the same thing from memory. And I hope it works. But I'm also quite tired because it's 5 in the morning and I should have gone to bed because I slept very shitty last night because of the crap. What was the time? 6 hours ago, at 11, I posted something on Instagram as anarcho-capitalism. I just came back from a meeting and I was on my bike, riding my bike, and I had All That Remains, the music. I think it's black metal, hardcore punk or hardcore hip hop. See, don't know. Also, don't listen. I don't really listen to the lyrics, so I don't know why it influenced me so much, but for a week now, I've been feeling like I need to cry, so I really want to cry at some point. It just didn't happen, and that's frustrating. Because I got a beard, I think it's that I'm unconsciously taught I shouldn't cry. And I'm kind of stuck with that and I hate it. I'm gonna go to Indonesia in 11 days. And yeah, my mind is a bit messy at the moment. I had an epileptic seizure 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 22nd of December, after skipping a night and having a cup of coffee. So I thought, yay, I can have coffee again, it's nice. But then I had an epileptic seizure, which was kind of bad because normally I feel them about a minute or so ahead. And now I had 5 seconds and I just had buttered the table and trembled a lot and woke up in bed with a bloody forehead and some bloody smears around the desk. And then my mind was just way more messy afterwards. My sense of time is broken. I don't really have a sense of time, but I'm used to it. But then, with the epileptic seizure, it gotten worse again, and it's just confusing, and also memory a bit confused. So I've been messed up because of that. And then just after the seizure, I booked my trip, which is not the best to do, not being very focused. And but yeah, and because I got pain, doctors think I got central neural pain. I'm not really sure. I definitely got neural pain. The only thing that works is methadone, and luckily I am hypersensitive to medication, so I can go with 5 milligrams a day, which is lower than the lowest dosage according to the pharmacist. But it is a bit of a heavy drug. so I didn't want to take it on my trip. And last time, when I want to quit, I had to lower it 0.2 milligrams every couple of days. Going fast, it made me very angry and very annoying side effects. So I started early. And I didn't have any side effects stopping. Or, yeah, I did have side effects. I just got very tired, but I didn't care. It's kind of nice. When you struggle sleeping, then getting the side effect of being sleepy. So yesterday, I felt okay about lowering the dose, so I just didn't take my morning dosage, and maybe I only didn't take my evening dosage. Yeah, so my mind is messed, so I don't know what. Ooh, sorry, it's gonna be a longer thingy than needed, but I hope it relaxes you to listen to my mumble. So yeah, stop the medication, try to sleep, couldn't sleep at all because I had pain. I forgot how much pain I got. And I slept shitty. And then it was the birthday of my sister-in-law, and I woke up at 11 or something. I had dreamt very strong. Not nightmares, but just very strong, and I wasn't rested, and I didn't feel stable, and I didn't feel like eating, and I forced a cookie down to get my medication down. I started the epilepsy medication again. And then I saw that I already got a message asking if I would come get some cake, and also if I was gonna get lunch. And so I went there, but I really didn't feel stable. I felt like crying, but I didn't know why. And I was just very afraid of just randomly starting to cry. So I went there, and when I entered, I just said, sorry, I'm not feeling very well. I'm just gonna sit in the other room for a bit. And I actually had a nice talk with my brother about this being not stable, or being afraid of crying, or not really being afraid of crying, but yeah, it is being afraid of crying, being afraid of just breaking down for random stuff that's not, from the outside, not clearly a clear reason to cry. So that was actually kind of nice. And after an hour, I started to feel better. I had some fruity drink that made me feel a lot better. And yeah, then I was able to join the birthday again. And I actually had a kind of a normal day until 10 in the evening. Then I also had to go to some meeting, and then I was riding my bike home, listening to All That Remains, and I felt just the tears coming higher and higher. So you know this feeling in your throat. And they didn't really come, but then I parked my bike and got up to my apartment, did a couple of things, and then I got the epiphany that my pain will never go. This is the thing with chronic. But I kinda forgot or something. I didn't realize how long the rest of my life is, or like, I think because of the epileptic seizure, I kind of forgot that this is gonna be forever. And it made me just very, I don't know the name. I also don't know the word in Dutch at the moment. It's just horrible knowing you got a thing and they got nothing that works. Yeah, there's a thing that kind of works, but that's so strong stuff that it's also giving not immediate side effects, but I'm so afraid of damaging my body if I cannot, I really cannot feel my body because of the medication. So I don't dare taking that stuff. And yeah, this is what I was feeling. And then I decided to write it down, because that's how I deal with my shit. I write down my stuff, and then maybe, most of the time not share it with someone, but it feels better for me to share with someone. But then it was too personal to share with someone that I know in person, so I just put my frustration on paper and then started writing. And in the Instagram thingy, because then I'm sharing it, but it's maybe someone reads it that I know in person, but yeah, it's different. So I'm very happy that I was able to do this, and it's helping me. And I hope you can comment with some text on it, and not to make me feel better. But oh yeah, so I'm writing this also hoping that when you got a shit moment, you can share your shit, or just yeah, it helps me knowing that other people are also dealing with crap. Sorry, it's not a really good story, but yeah, I don't know, I can't really put it into words correctly. Would be nice to actually talk with someone about this stuff. I have a couple of friends that also have chronic pain, and it's always nice to know, to really see they understand, they know. And not just like the normies having a bit of pain or whatever, their pain is gonna stop. They know they sometimes still gonna get a fix. And we just know, fuck, we're just fucked. We're just gonna have this, and we're just gonna have to deal with it. And it takes energy, and sometimes you just run out. So, I'd like to have some feedback on what I'm doing, because I really don't know. Kind of like it, so I hope to talk with some people again tomorrow or something. Next summer I'm gonna go to the, or I'm planning, I heard about that there's gonna be an anarcho event in Switzerland. I want to go there and then use that as a like halfway point to bring the wheelchair to Italy. So it would be nice to meet some of you there. But that's just a rough plan. Now I'm gonna upload this and sleep and hopefully have a somewhat functional day tomorrow. Bye.